He was hurt last year. Injuries happen to quarterbacks. What are you looking at? How do you see Brady fitting in, and how do you see Ricky growing?
Yeah, I think that's a great competition right now. I see both those guys taking pride in what they're doing. They know the importance of getting better. They're fighting it out. I mean, they really are. They're duking it out. So there is no clear number two yet, and you know the preseason is going to help that along. But they're great kids, and they both are. You know, they're not only helping themselves out, but they're helping our football team. You know, in our quarterback meeting room, they're attacking it pretty well too.
The offense didn't get where you guys wanted it to last year, but obviously there was a lot of injuries. How much can you guys chalk that up to, you know, missing out on some key guys and constantly maybe having to adjust week to week to the personnel you had?
I mean, it's difficult, you know, but that's the game of football, you know, and, you know, guys have to step it up. I think, one of the big things about last year, you know, not having an off season, and then, you know, with the injuries we had, it was kind of difficult, but we were progressing at one point, and, you know, Matt ended up getting hurt, and things like that. It's part of the game, and all you could do is prepare and, you know, get ready, you know, do your job. And, you know, whether it's, you know, one of us goes down at receiver, these young guys have to step it up and, you know, make plays. And there's no excuses with the game of football, you know, because, you know, injuries could happen.
Talk about how you do that, what kind of example you set, and what do you do in the locker room to set that?
Well, I think we're all leaders. I try not to be too much of a vocal leader. I get tired talking, so... my thing is come out, work hard, and whatever the coach says, you know, do it. You know, do it like you love it, even if you don't. But you know, that's one way of leading, and I think that's how I go about my work. I come out here and I try to exhaust myself in work, and that way guys look at it and say, you know, that guy worked. Maybe we should work harder too.